Middle Ages. He explained, "The essence of their history can be told in a few short chapters. It has to do with trajectory, progress, expectations of the West. In the traditional view of the Chinese past, there is no equivalent of the fall of Rome, no Renaissance, no Enlightenment. Instead, emperor succeeds emperor and dynasty follows dynasty. History as wallpaper." In A Truthful Impression of the Country, an analysis of Western travel writing about China, Nicholas R. Clifford describes this 19th century foreign perspective. "China had a far longer past than the West. No one would think of denying that. But the past and history are not the same thing. Here in China's past, there was no narrative, but only stories." In Anyang, at an archaeological site called Huanbei, a small group of men work in a field, mapping an underground city. The city dates to the 14th and 13th centuries BC, when the Shang culture was probably approaching its peak. Nowadays, the Shang ruins lie far beneath the soil, usually at a depth of 5 to 8 feet. Peasants have planted crops for centuries without realizing that an entire city waited beneath them. The layers of earth accumulated over